You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's get into a little bit of sports news. Big old, well, let's start with a big headline.
Yeah.
Tom Brady said, I've gone 6 weeks without people loving me.
I just texted our producer Josh last night about this. I was like, what is up with this? What's going on here? He's like, this is not a surprise at all. You know, honestly, he probably saw all the love Aaron Rodgers was getting. He's seeing all the love that Russell Wilson is getting. And he's like, I can still play sports ball, too. I'm getting back in it.
You know, the funny thing is that he used the term unfinished business.
Nah.
Really? How many Super Bowls do you need to win?
He just saw the other guys getting all the love. And he's like, I want to be back in there.
That's exactly what it is, Jared.
Yeah.
It's like heroin for professional athletes. Once they've had success, they do not want to walk away.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny is that his big announcement 6 weeks ago was how he needed to spend more time with his wife and kids. What changed in that area?
It was 6 weeks. He's like, good God, I can't do this anymore.
it's like families after summer vacation, right? They're like, God,
I can't go back to work, go back to school. Now, any word on his contract? Is he getting more money for doing this? Has anything leaked out?
I'm sure
what's going
work
on?
Something. I don't know what they ever worked out when he retired, because basically, when it comes right down to it, I don't care how much money Tom Brady makes.
I'm kind of curious. I want to see if he can beat that big fat Aaron Rodgers contract.
How about millions and millions and millions?
He'll get a lot, but you know.
He has, over the years, always taken a little bit less than the highest priced quarterbacks because I think he understands it would be better to spread some love around the team and get some better players around me.
And he'll make it up in endorsements.
He's not.
Tenfold.
Neither he nor Giselle is hurting for cash right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of money with all of it, the funniest story about all of this is just hours before he announced he was coming out of retirement, some guy in an auction bid $500,000
I love this.
On a football. It was the last touchdown pass football that Tom Brady threw. It was supposed to be the final of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Guy paid $518,000 for that, and now it's essentially, I wouldn't say it's worthless, because
less
it's still
than
a
half,
touchdown pass
less than
from
half.
Tom Brady, but it's probably a tenth that, if that.
Flip it now, man. Flip it now. Get a little money back.
This guy is essentially losing $500,000 because of the announcement.
The memes yesterday were immediate on this. Like, immediate. It was the announcement, and then you scroll, and the next post underneath it was, how do you feel to be this guy?
Wow, man.
Bonehead move.
We want to jump into this talk about March Madness by saying the CSU Rams men's team is going to play in the NCAA basketball tournament for the first time in 9 years.
They'll
take on Michigan this Thursday morning. It's a very early start, Colorado time. And the CU women are also in the postseason dance for the first time in 9 years. They're going to play their first round game against Creighton. So Dom and Jeremy say a big congrats to the Buffs
that's huge.
The Rams.
Yep, that's big.
For what's going on.
I won't watch a second of it, but congratulations. That's awesome. I have never participated in one single March Madness bracket. I have never watched one single game ever. And I'm not even exaggerating. I just do not get into this.
Well, you're not a sports guy.
I'm not a sports guy, but I'm reading the amount of money that's going to be exchanging hands. Do you have all those stats?
Pretty mind-boggling. It's billions of dollars. They talk about that like 40% of it will be illegally
right.
Gained.
Well, like $10 billion is going to be wagered this year. $10 billion! Yeah.
The odds of having a perfect bracket, if you know basketball, is 1 in 120 billion. If you're Jeremy, they say it's 1 in 9 quintillion.
Mm. Couldn't do it.
Whatever. Good luck to everyone with that. And I'll save this other. I do want to throw in quickly, because I was a fan of the actor William Hurt.
Me too.
From Broadcast News, The Big Chill.
He's in all the Marvel movies now, too, so I don't know
he's
what they're going to do about
movies.
That. If you wanted to do some more current movies, but yeah.
I didn't see any of those, but for old school people, William Hurt passed away this weekend, age 71.
Still what young. Else is trending? I mean, essentially young-ish.
Yeah.
Today is also National Napping Day, so we do have to give a shout out to the nappers out there.
Which is what Jeremy will do during the basketball tournament.
I tend to maybe squeeze in an hour a day or so. I got to do it. I got to. Here's your crap on celebrities. Hailey Bieber was hospitalized last week in Palm Springs after she thought she was having a stroke. This is Justin Bieber's wife. She shared her experience on Insta on Saturday. She said they were sitting at breakfast, and she said Bieber started noticing that she was having stroke-like symptoms. So she was taken to the hospital. They found that she had a very small blood clot in her brain, which caused a lack of oxygen. She said her body did actually pass it on its own, and she recovered completely within a few hours. But you don't want to jack around with that kind of stuff.
No.
The old blood clots in the brains. That's
scary.
That is dangerous, scary stuff. So that's going on with the Bieber household. Some fun stuff going around this morning with Pete Davidson and Kanye West. Pete Davidson is sick of Kanye's crap, and he's kind of fighting back now, throwing a bunch of stuff up this weekend on the social. I guess it started when Kanye posted some videos bashing Kimmy Kim for letting their daughter on some TikTok videos and blah, blah, blah. And then Kanye posted some texts, supposedly from Pete, who told him that Kim is, quote, literally the best mom he's ever met. And he said, I'm not going to let you treat us this way anymore. I'm done being quiet. And then Kanye asked Pete where he was. Where are you right now? And Pete replied, quote, in bed with your wife. Oh, these yeah, two. This is juicy. This is heating
Can
up.
Can we just let those two put them in a locker room together? And
I want
a
fist fight. Let's get it over
do
with.
Something.
Just get it done. My God. The Batman had another big weekend at the box office. They're saying $66 million this weekend, bumping it up to $238 million domestically. And, of course, that number will grow once it goes worldwide. I talked to quite a few people and saw a lot of few posts this weekend about the movie. They actually went out and saw it, and they said it was good, but essentially just a little too dark, actually, is what
I'm
hearing.
Are you going to go see
it? It was a little too creepy. I have zero interest in seeing it, so it might be one of those things if it pops up, you know, free on FX or something in a year or two, maybe I'll watch it, but nah, I don't think it's for me. Here's some news coming out this morning from Walgreens. Walgreens is swapping out the clear fridge and freezer doors at thousands of their stores. Instead, they're adding opaque doors with iPad-like screens. So essentially, the entire door, top to bottom in the cooler, is an iPod or an iPad. And it just shows pictures of what's in the freezer. But you walk up to it, and before you can see what is in there, it plays a giant ad on the screen. So you've got to stand there and watch an ad before it actually pops up and shows you what's in the freezer.
Who's going to go for that?
I know. I'm just going to reach over and open it up. Unless it locks it until the ad finishes, and then you can open. I don't know the deets on that. But essentially, it's a way for Walgreens to make more money because they can sell advertising on these screens.
God.
And maybe they're encouraging... I don't know if this is a an electricity type thing because people stand there with those doors open and let all the cold air out. But you essentially have a giant screen running. So if I'm wondering if it's like a cancel, you're
well,
still using electricity.
The ads are not going to help sales at
all. So people are just saying, I am generally annoyed right now at Walgreens. So that's going on. Feel good story of the day. It's a Colorado guy who accidentally donated a whole suitcase of family memories to a thrift store. Bunch of old photos, bunch of old letters. I guess he thought it was a typewriter or something in this old suitcase, so he just chucked it into the Goodwill, or check that ARC pile. The employees ended up cracking it open. It was a location in Arvada, and they found a bunch of family letters and photos dating back about 80 years.
Dang.
This guy's name is Garrett. They actually tracked Garrett down, told him of the error. And he was so incredibly thankful. He said there was a ton of letters in there from his grandparents and all sorts of fun family memorabilia. So that was a solid on ARC's part. That's pretty darn cool. Real quick, here's your Fat America. The Kraft mac and cheese flavored ice cream is back. We talked about this last summer. It was going to be a limited edition thing, but now Walmart has picked it up. So now you can wander into a Walmart and buy little pints of mac and cheese ice cream.
You can get fatter any day, then, right?
And because of Pie Day, they do have a pizza-flavored ice cream that's coming to Walmart, too. So, yeah. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Here's a weird record to hold. It's on our Facebook. A guy from Seattle named Andrew, who's like an endurance athlete and adventurer-type guy, recognized by Guinness for hosting the world's highest tea party. He and his team sat down for hot beverages at 21,312 feet above sea level on Mount Everest and had a cute little tea party. Okay. And it's so stupid it made it onto our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.